Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
I'm not a Vegas guy. I know a lot of people love to go to Vegas for a weekend. You could see a good portion of the population that descends on Las Vegas over a year. And I'm here to tell you, we're in trouble. Okay, we're in trouble as a nation if you look at Las Vegas. I don't know, is anybody embarrassed anymore? Is there any embarrassment? Is there any shame? I'm checking into a $2 billion property, right? Beautiful. Italian marble. Five-star restaurants. Chihuly art hanging from the ceiling. And I look to my left at the check-in thing. And there's a group checking in with an igloo cooler. Right, not even a new one. Duct tape on the handle. 10 cases of Schlitz. George Foreman grill? What are you gonna do, grill chicken in the room? Aren't you embarrassed?
Sebastian Maniscalco, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. 7:45, mix of sun and clouds, maybe passing shower at a high of 82. Right now, 60 degrees. Hard seltzer flavored ice cream is here, and Tinder is nicer. It is Thursday, the 25th of June of 2020. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. By the way, guys, today is National Work From Home Day.
Well.
Or business as usual for a lot of people listening right now. Not to be confused from Work Home From Day last month. So, should have given you a heads up ahead of time. You could have done the show from home. Although, I don't know. You seem like you're happier here. Yes? No? Or would you rather be here? Tim's happier here.
Either way. I liked that extra hour of sleep, and I'm very comfortable in my own area. So
right.
If we got sent back home, it would be fine. If we're told to stay here, that's fine.
I don't want to work from home again.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of working from home either.
Here's the thing.
I'll do it if I have to.
Here's the thing that I look back now and go, what could I have done better with my work from home time? And I didn't think about this until we showed back up in the studio is I should have rented that beach house. I should have gone and spent 2 weeks with my parents.
Oh, yeah. And done the show from there. Yeah.
That would have been fun.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
So, if they send us home again,
hey,
they do that.
Maybe we can all rent a beach house together. I don't know. That could be fun.
Yeah.
If Tim and I are at a beach house in Florida and you guys are back here.
Well, and who knows how much longer we'll be dealing with that risk, you know, that mm-hmm. possibility where we may get sent home again, depending on how healthy we all stay.
Yep.
Well, plus,
and what goes on in the world.
There are resurgence right now in Hamilton County and other counties where we're living and working.
Yeah, Jen and I had kind of an uncomfortable conversation yesterday about pivoting in the event that we need to, you know, go back to broadcasting from home. Everybody's still got their setups, right?
I still have
I do.
Still have the laptop and the microphone at home.
Okay, and I don't know where the laptop went that allowed us to, like, communicate.
Connect.
We used to have one in here. I'm sure Will could bring it back in if we needed it.
They will.
But if I got to go home, I got to rethink my whole setup too, and like who's going to control things and run it, because I honestly like don't know how. So I would need to be trained on how to operate it remotely, other than just having the same setup that you guys did.
Right.
You know?
Right,
but like, how do you press the buttons remotely? That would require.
That's the question.
You just touch them. You just press them and they come
it's
up.
It's doable, right?
Yeah.
Yep. I guess probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to think about it. That's why I keep not having that conversation. I'm like,
well, you know, it's something though. I mean, I think everybody needs to be considering because don't know anything.
Yeah.
You know, I contacted my doctor yesterday. I'm like, you know, I got my parents coming next week. Jacob was really, really sick at the end of January, beginning of February. And they said it wasn't the flu, but it was a virus. He had a virus, high fever. Days.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've had a couple of incidents back in February in early March where I just felt a little weird. So I'm like, okay, well, let's get the antibody test. And my doctor's like, well, you know, those just, you're getting a lot of false positives.
That's what I'm hearing too.
And so it's really, it's not.
Yeah, what does it really mean?
What does it mean? What is it? Yeah, is it really?
Well, if you get it, and that's the thing too, though. It's like, if you get it back and it's like, no, are you going to worry because you haven't had it yet?
Well,
or are you know what I mean? Like, what do you do with the information?
Well,
once
the information,
you get it?
If I had a solid, yes, we've had it, then I would relax a little bit more.
Right.
But what if you get a no?
Well, then I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The yes would be a nice thing to have.
To know.
I had two antibody tests from two different clinics, and they were both negative. And I guess what I was hoping for was I'd get a positive because, you know, I traveled to three different Asian countries in late January, early February, and I was the one who was driving in every day and sharing a space with other coworkers, you know, doing our best to try to keep things disinfected. But I really had kind of convinced myself that I probably had it. Plus, I had a spell there for a while where I wasn't feeling so hot. And a lot of those symptoms reflected that of the COVID-19. So I was convinced that I had had it. And then when they both came back negative, I think a part of me was kind of bummed because if I was positive, then I could just conduct business and I could be the guy, you know?
Yeah.
I could run things from here, and no matter what happens, you know, I'm your man.
But you can get it again. You know, there are people that have gotten it twice.
Well, and that's the question too. Well, they don't know if they've got it twice.
They don't know that.
They think that, it's possible that the first one never actually fully went away.
Those were traces of the dead virus, or it didn't fully go away, or it was a full false positive. But I was looking for that thing.
Yeah.
That would give me the clarification I need to move forward and conduct my life without these hanging Chad what ifs that make me crazy.
Same.
Now, here's a question. When you are working from home, since today is National Work From Home Day, is it easier or harder to call in sick when you're working from home?
Yes. Ooh. How do you even do that? Because I feel like I would be like, well, just sit down. You know,
I suppose it depends on what your job is. Like for us sitting and talking, I mean, we would have to be really, really miserably sick to not be able to work from home. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, we would have to be, you know, vomiting, fever, unable to move.
What if you were in sales, though? I mean, and you're not feeling well. And can you do that from home?
Yeah, I think it depends on the level of the ailment. I mean, the hardest part,
bad the symptoms are knocking you down,
right? I mean, the toughest part for me when I don't feel good coming to work is getting out of bed at that hour.
Yeah.
And the commute. If all I had to do was roll out of bed at 6 o'clock and stumble down into the basement, I could probably sit and talk for 4 hours.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Like, you know, when I get a massive upper respiratory infection and I just don't feel good. I mean, the toughest part of that is just physically getting my ass in the building.
You know?
Getting out of the house and driving here and just operating. Whereas, you know, I feel like I could just wrap a blanket around me and just curl up in the recliner and stick a mic in my face and just, you know, have a conversation with you if that's all it required.
See, the problem, though, with you, if you were to be broadcasting from home, I fear you would swear a lot.
What makes you think that?
Because you've done it before.
What?
And you just get a little too comfortable and you forget.
Yeah, that's right, because we called you. It was a phone call, right?
It was
one
an
time
S-bomb.
At home.
Yes, you dropped a big one.
Big ol' S-bomb.
Yeah, Facebook Live. We were on Facebook Live.
And yeah.
Then putting
and
it
on the air.
And on the air.
So we'd have to watch you, mister.
Yeah. I know, 30 years of broadcasting, that's never happened to me. The one time it happens to me, I'm in my house and on the phone.
Yep.
Completely forgot myself. I forgot that people were listening to our conversation.
Yeah. That happens a lot, doesn't it?
Seriously. Like, you know, there's four people in this room. We're having a conversation. There are moments that I forget people are eavesdropping on our conversation.
Right.
Yeah.
I do like that idea, though, of going to like a beach house.
I've had friends that have done it who are still working from home. They've visited family,
oh, wow.
gone and seen friends that live out in California for a week.
I know it's from anywhere.
Still work, still got everything done, but use that time so they didn't have to eat away their vacation time.
I love it.
She has a friend that lives in Florida, my friend does, and she works in sales, and they haven't been going to in-person calls for quite a while. So she just went and stayed with her friend for 6 weeks.
Wow.
Down in Florida.
I love it.
Has a pool.
That's pretty cool.
By the way, Monday is the most popular day of the week to call in sick when you're not. Like, for people who fake sick days, Monday's the most popular day. The most likely day a faker will choose to call in sick.
Maybe because you had a Sunday fun day or something like that.
That could be. So, kudos to Jen for choosing Tuesday this week, because that threw everyone off.
Yep. Yeah. See?
Ah! I know. That was pretty brilliant.
You. Take that.
Well
right
done.
On.
On average... I like this stat. On average, we give our boss a heads up of 6 hours before work starts. And if I recall that our last job, Jen, our former program director, the great BJ Harris, had a rule where if we were going to call in sick, we had like a 6 hour minimum that we had to call in order for us to
that's really hard to not have that count against us. The air at 6 a.m. or even 10 a.m.
That doesn't seem like that should be... fair.
No, I know.
Yeah, I try to set an alarm at like 3 a.m. when I'm going to fake a sick day so I can wake up at 3 and say, I'm sick.
That's
yeah.
smart. That's
then
good.
Then go back to sleep.
I like to lay the foundation the night before.
That's good.
Just so you know, I'm not feeling well and it's 9:30.
Yeah.
And it's hard at, 4 o'clock in the morning to do that assessment. How sick I really?
Well, I remember.
Yeah, because you're still recovering from the hangover. Yeah. You're like, I can't tell if I'm just drunk still.
I can't tell if this is lack of sleep. Am I dehydrated?
You're drunk still. You're like, oh, it's fine. I'll just fake
what
it for a few
it?
Hours. Right. It's fine.
What is this?
But I remember when I was pregnant, I threw up on the way to work one time, and I just was like, I am going back home. I just didn't feel like it, and I had to turn that car around.
It was easy when my show started at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. By 9 a.m., I could be like, screw this, I'm out.
Yeah.
Even Jen, your show didn't start until noon there for the longest time when
met you. Yeah. That was sweet. I could stay out till 5 o'clock in the morning and did regularly.
And then drag her ass into work from noon to three.
Hey, I'd have production.
Don't be jealous, Jeff.
And then go home, take a nap. Go back out. Well, no, I'm not kidding. Listen, I had a total of 4.5 hours that I had to work myself. So, yeah, that was sweet. Calling on the phone is still the most popular way to call in sick. Calling on the phone. I don't know. The risk you run when you call on the phone is they're analyzing your voice.
Right.
You don't sound sick.
You sound fine to me.
Well, and with us, we need to alert more than one person.
Oh, yeah.
So what? Are we supposed to call everybody?
Group text.
Nope. Yeah. Well, and I think now, though, with COVID, if you call in with the sniffles, people are like, stay home for two weeks.
Home.
Yeah.
See you, bye.
Yeah.
I always know when that text message beeps at like 4 or 3:30. And I know it's usually probably one of you. So I like quickly look, and if I see if Patty's on the group, I'm like, yep. Okay.
We know what that is.
I'm going to start sending out fake bulk messages around 4 a.m. when I'm up and you all are still in bed.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Or we get that rogue one from Jeff. In the line at Dunkin' still.
Yeah. Who's calling in? Oh, boy.
Feel better.
You're right.
Yeah, one person will write back, feel better.
It's always me.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, hard seltzer was like the drink of the summer last year and was pitched as sort of a low-calorie alternative to beer. So this seems a little off-brand, but hard seltzer-flavored ice cream now exists.
Is there alcohol in it, or it's just the flavor?
Each pint is 5% alcohol.
Ooh!
Just like their hard seltzer.
Isn't that a treat?
I know. I posted this yesterday on the Jeff and Jen page, and it was shared like wildfire.
It could be trouble, though.
I'll tell you.
Kids will grab a hold of that.
Not just that.
Ice cream.
But, those alcohol popsicles that have been going around for a while?
Mm-hmm.
So we have some of those, and because it is alcohol, I feel like it melts a little quicker, maybe. And it is like taking a direct shot when you're eating the popsicle.
Yeah.
And so you get finished with it, and you're like,
quickly.
Whoa. It's a little buzzaroni.
Yeah, the brand Truly Hard Seltzer teamed up with a company called Tipsy Scoop that makes alcoholic ice cream. So each pint is 5% alcohol, just like their hard seltzer. So it might get you drunk if you eat enough of it.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Or not, at least a little buzz.
Not clear how many calories are in it, but it comes in four flavors. Truly Original Lemonade Ice Cream.
Mm-hmm.
Black Cherry Lemonade Ice Cream.
See, I would like that one.
I would too. That would be mine.
Yeah.
Strawberry Lemonade Sorbet. And Mango Lemonade Sorbet.
Cherry would be mine.
If you can't decide, they are selling variety packs on tipsyscoop.com.
That's nice that they offer that option.
Tipsyscoop.com for $48 plus shipping.
Mm-hmm. I would do that.
Need a little kick to your ice cream.
Try it out.
I think it would still keep them apart. Give me my Vive or whatever.
Yeah.
Give me my ice cream.
Wasn't there a place, and I can't remember this, but I feel like when we worked the Zucchini one year, there was a place there that had like margarita popsicles or margarita sorbet or something, and it was out of Over the Rhine. Do you remember that?
Yes.
It was like a little cart that they push around.
Street Pops, maybe?
I think that's what it's called, Street Pops. It was a part of Delicioso's, maybe?
Those were good.
Gotcha. Now I'm back.
I know, there's something about the margarita or a daiquiri or something, frozen, cool, popsicle, fine. But when you add the milk and cream with alcohol, I'm out.
No.
You can't do like a frozen mudslide?
No.
Oh, really?
The sorbets sound like they might be good.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah.
The fruit-based, yes. Cream-based, no.
No.
Right.
I don't know. I've had some really good bourbon vanilla in my life.
Mm-mm. The next time someone bombs past you on the highway at 100 miles an hour, chances are it is a man.
Yeah. Slow down.
New study found that men speed twice as often as women do. Researchers in the UK looked at over 5 billion miles worth of driving data, and they found men speed 94% more than women.
Wow, that much more.
Yeah, about twice as often. And young men are the worst. 17-year-old guys break the speed limit 130% more than women that age.
Listen, well, yeah, girls are way more cautious at that age.
And it doesn't even start to even out until we hit our 30s.
I just don't understand how anybody can go the speed limit, though.
Agreed, Jen.
It just feels so slow.
It's interesting that you say that, Jen, because by the time we hit our 40s, women are slightly more likely to speed.
Because we have more to do that needs to get done.
That's when the men tend to mellow out, chill out a little bit when they hit their 40s, and mm-hmm. the women are the problem.
That's right.
I have this in my relationship.
Oh, yeah.
So Scott always wants to drive when the two of us are together because he hates the way I drive, which whatever, that's his opinion. But we go from Ross to Independence, Kentucky to pick up my mom. And I am in almost a full blown sweat by the time we get there because I'm like, just drive, dude. He's like, what? I'm going the speed limit. And I'm like, that's not good enough for me. It needs to be a little faster.
Don't you know you can go 9 over before they give you a ticket?
And then he's like, well, you got pulled over on this road once. I'm like, yeah, but meh.
That was reckless driving. Not speeding.
That was years ago. It was fine. But he does. He's such a... He's pokey.
Yeah. And it's going to get worse
as
he ages.
He's not even pokey. He's just doing the speed limit, which I should respect.
Does he follow all rules?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But the speed... And he's like... It really bothers me that you hate my driving. And so I try to control it. I try to like not project onto him.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes with the breathing, I just can't help it.
But breathing does get you in trouble sometimes. Yeah.
What? Get over.
You know what I do is I grab a hold of the handle above the window and just grip. And just grip. I'm either holding on for dear life or holding back saying something.
Holding back saying something for sure. I'm just going to start doing that. Why are you holding on to the handle? I can't tell you why. I'm just doing it.
Jen told me it was a wonderful exercise.
I'm going on the record that I like holding onto the handle anyway. So I don't mean anything by it. I just like
There's
holding
no meaning
on
to attached to it. It's just a man holding a handle.
That's right. I promise.
I usually just go, what are you doing?
Yeah.
That Instagram message will be here when we get home.
Yeah. What time did you tell him we were going to get there? I told him we'd be there at 5. Well, it's 5:13. Yeah. Did you want to pick it up a little?
It is across town during rush hour.
Tim and I have very similar tastes on that subject.
Yeah. What else? Almost 1 out of 6 Americans say they have literally just gone outside, climbed into their cars, and just sat outside in their car without going anywhere during the lockdown just so they could get away and listen to music or audiobooks.
Wow.
How many?
1 out of 6.
Huh.
Yeah. I just, where are you going? I just got to get out of here. Well, where are you going? Nowhere. I'm just going to sit in the car. Do what? I'm going to listen to some music.
I'm just going to not be around.
Why can't you listen to music here?
We'll see if that starts happening now that you're shacked up. Might be a frequent.
I don't know. She keeps herself pretty busy during the day. She's not really. Yeah.
She doesn't want to hang out with you that much.
We kind of have a sort of loose 6:30 meeting time, catch up time.
Oh, yeah.
That's check-in. Check-in at 6:30.
Yeah, unless it's date day. You know, we're still doing our Wednesday date days, kind of. We kind of gotten off track a little bit, and those started up again now that we're settled.
That's good.
Yeah. Amsterdam's red light district. I think I told you about this a few weeks back, how Amsterdam's red light district is suffering so badly, it might not survive the pandemic. You know, you got a couple things going on. You got these brothels that are in serious danger of going bankrupt because the tourists aren't coming, man. On the other hand, the locals who live in and around these neighborhoods are loving it.
They love the peace.
Yeah. And they're able to go outside and socialize with neighbors that they had never met before. Socially distancing, of course. They say the neighborhood looks cleaner. It smells cleaner.
Oh, I'm sure.
It just feels cleaner.
The whole world was cleaner when we were locked down. The air, the earth.
Yeah, so for better or for worse, that it could look a lot different pretty soon. One pub in England lost its license after cops raided it in April and found a bunch of people hiding in closets when the place was supposed to be closed. So it's kind of like a speakeasy in a way. You know, speakeasies are back. These bars that were supposed to have been shut down, they were secretly opening, and they had a lookout, and if the cops were coming, everybody would hide in the closet just in case they peeked in to see.
Right.
No cops.
No cops, man. And then there was the bar in Orlando that didn't follow social distancing rules. They got their liquor license suspended after 13 workers and 28 customers tested positive.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, no.
And by the way, the virus has really changed how people interact on Tinder. And I don't know, you know, maybe you've kind of picked up on this just from listening to Second Date Update and how those have changed. Sexy talk and cheesy pickup lines are down. While straightforward comments like, how are you, are up 30%.
Well, what is the meaning behind the how are you? Is it a how are you? How are you doing?
How are you?
Or is it like, how are you? Are you showing any symptoms?
Oh.
How are you?
Or is that the new are you up? You know, you up?
Isn't how are you?
The new you up?
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.